You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! Spirit Week in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I can't believe the grocery store let me stand at their door yesterday and ask people for tinfoil. My room has about 30 brand new tinfoil packages, and one lady gave me one that has 200 feet on it. She went home and came back to give it to me. That's great and all, but now there's a new problem. Yes, new. The first problem started when Coco came up to me and asked me to make her Spirit Week costume. She's only two, and tiny as a puppy. So I said, sure. Then the other orphan said, me too. And me too. Now all 12 of them want me to make their Spirit Week costumes. Next week is a dress up as your favorite thing party at their school. Dad and I volunteer there once a week, and I have a blast with the kids. Before we go, we always fill our pockets with Hershey's chocolate kisses. When we hand them out, you'd think those treats were $1 million. The kids scream with happiness. Only Coco still needs help opening hers, but she can almost do it. Coco do it, she says every time, and then gives up when the others are eating theirs. It was Dad who made the promise. He said, I'd make them all costumes. When my face dropped, he whispered, I'll help you, of course. That was only the first problem. The next problem was what the costumes would be. I thought they would all pick 12 different things. It's not like I don't have my own life. School, sports, reading graphic novels, and snacking. Anyway, Coco solved that problem. She was eating her chocolate when she said, I want to be a kiss. Kiss? A bunch of us asked at the same time. She means she wants to be a chocolate kiss, her brother said. And I think that's a great idea. They're my favorite. So I'll be that too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Nine more voices said. One little boy was deaf, and he used sign language to say, me too. So that problem was solved. Then I realized a new problem. We couldn't afford all of the tinfoil we needed to make the wrappers for their costumes. But then I told the story to our community store manager, and they said I could ask shoppers. Boy, did they come through. And that brings us to the new problem I mentioned. I'm buried in a shiny pile of aluminum foil packages, but I can't figure out how to make the famous little chocolate shape. Wait, Dad is pulling up in his pickup. The back is filled with white fluffy stuff, like the inside of my pillow. Maybe that's the inside of the shapes. And there's a big roll of white ribbon, too. That must be for the Hershey's tags that stick out of the top. Dad is the best. Okay, so now the new problem is how to form the pillow stuff before we cover it in tinfoil. Any ideas? Maybe we should ask Coco.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!